of Cthulhu presents Terror from the Skies by Colin Hart, the North York Moors. So, it is the evening of Friday, the 21st of June. Miss Brown, Mr. Krieg, and Professor Cromworth are all at Mr. Seth Gray's house in Oogthorpe, and they're trying to sort through the library, and that's going to take them a good long while to do so, and they're probably not going to finish tonight, so we will leave them there sorting through the library, and we will flip back to Dr. Worthington and Major Barker, who are still in Whitby, having reviewed the remaining murder sites that they have not seen yet. I believe we're going to return to the cafe where Mr. Harrow has been following the journalist, Mr. Jenkins.
Okay,
yes,
so.
Yes, indeed. Major, it's been a waste of a day. Interviewed some of the remaining murder witnesses and or people that called in the murders, and nobody could help us. Couldn't get into either of the other locations.
Well, I think we're fairly sure who's behind it, so
yep.
Let's just say, given Jenkins. The nature of the creature, I don't think the authorities would be too happy if we start spouting off with crazy sounding theories. I think we need to deal with this ourselves, so let's go and see what Harrow has found out.
Yeah, let's go meet up with Mr. American and see what's going on.
Okay, you find Mr. Harrow. He is back to his favorite cafe across the street from the offices of the Whitby Gazette. And he tells you that Jenkins he's absolutely certain that Jenkins is still inside.
And what
really?
Time is it now?
It's not quite dinner time. I said 6 p.m., mm-hmm. You know, maybe few minutes earlier than that, something like that. You can see that, you know, the staff of the Gazette, the daytime staff, is just starting to filter out.
Well, Major, should we confront Mr. Jenkins, or should we tail him and see where he goes?
Well, the trouble is, all the previous attacks have been at night. He seems to... We're not entirely sure if he needs it to be night to summon this thing, but it would have been better if we could have confronted him during the day. But
well, one of us could confront him, and the other could, as kind of a diversion, and catch him off guard, and then the other person could follow him after that.
Do we have any of the baneful dust?
We do. We each have a couple doses.
Do we know if it's the... Well, we don't, do we?
We don't know.
Okay. It's because there were issues before with the efficacy of some of it, so...
Yes, this is a new batch. Untested.
The proof is in the powder.
I'm tempted to go down to the coast and see if we can... talk with our mysterious benefactors and see if they may be willing to ambush him. I mean, they clearly want revenge on this man, so we should, and maybe they'd be more willing to operate under cover of darkness.
As you are having this conversation, you see Mr. Jenkins come out from the offices of the Whitby Gazette.
Okay. And
he looks.
Way is he?
He is walking directly towards you.
Oh, great.
And he waves. Major Barker! Major Barker!
Ah, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, so good to see you again, Major. How have you been? How is your investigation coming? Any new information we can put in the paper?
It hasn't been going so well. There was a terrible incident last night, and... Well, it's really quite shaken some of our group.
Yes, I heard about that. What can you fill me in? The police weren't really certain what happened. There was some gunfire in the hotel, and I think the doctor was injured.
Yes. Well, some
as he looks at the bandages around your chest.
quite badly injured indeed.
Well, we do have somewhat of a lead. We were just about to go off ourselves and see if we can investigate a bit more.
Really? What kind of lead is it? He takes out his notepad and he's got his pen there. You know.
Well, personally, we suspect. We suspect it may have been some kind of conspiracy amongst the fishermen.
A conspiracy? You know, that makes a certain. That would make sense. That, yeah. And then the last one, whatever the guy's name is. I can't remember his name now.
Gabriel.
Ward. And the last one, Ward, he was probably going to give them up or something, and you think he was involved?
Well, that's our best theory so far.
So where are you off to?
We're going to go and do a bit more investigation around the docks, see if we can squeeze some of the local fishermen. It's really our only lead at the moment, so.
Oh, wonderful. Can I come with you? I'd love to. As I said the other day, we can join forces and solve this together.
Well, I think perhaps we were a little bit hasty in refusing your help last time, but okay then.
Yes, why not?
You probably know a bit about these people anyway. Okay, let's see what we can do.
Excellent. So where are we headed? To the docks?
Yes. Let's. I'll get up and okay. How dark is it outside? What kind of? How
you
much
said
activity
it was around
is there?
6 or 7, right, Jim?
Yes.
And it's summer, so it's still going to be fairly light. Okay. Well, we think we might know a place where some of the local fishermen have been holding gatherings. So we were first going to head up there, see if we can find any evidence of this. And my thinking is I'm going to try and convince him to follow us and lead him out just, you know, maybe a bit further up the coast. I want to get him away from the center of town, basically.
You want to try and lead him over towards that other town that you guys got dropped in?
I didn't even have that one particularly in mind, but maybe if we head in that direction a bit.
Yeah, why don't we say we had a lead? Maybe they were doing some of their insidious cult activities down there so as to keep the attention off of the fishermen of Whitby.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't sound like he needs a whole lot of convincing. He's more than happy to go with you.
Perfect.
All right.
But yeah, that's just, I'll just sort of get up and nod to the doctor and...
Well, how should we go? Jenkins, do you have a car? We seem to have some car trouble earlier today with some cars that we rented.
Yeah, how does he react when I say that?
Really? No, I don't have a car myself, but... I mean, if it's near enough, we can just walk. It's how far are we going?
Yeah, a mile or two. So,
oh, that's not a. If you can make it, Major, I certainly can.
Oh, burn!
I'll pretend I didn't hear that and settle up our bill here and head out.
Okay.
I assume Harrow's coming with us.
Yes.
Good.
All right.
Get to the muscle. Right. Yeah, let's just
head out.
Just engage in small talk with the doctor about completely inconsequential things and
the society pages.
Yeah. As we make our way over, and well, I want to keep an eye on Jenkins to see how he's acting as we're going along. And I'd like to, let's. Say we walk for a half an hour or so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How deserted is where we are? No.
So you're basically headed up the beach. Is that the?
Yeah.
It's pretty secluded. You know, a half hour. You know, it doesn't even take a half an hour, but certainly within 10 or 15 minutes, you're in a pretty secluded part of the beach, and you know, 15 minutes after that, you're well off.
Okay.
Spot hidden rolls.
Are we back?
Yep.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm back.
Oh, I had a 93 for my spot hidden there, Mr. Jim.
Seems like when you're cut off like that, you get to re-roll.
Pass interference.
Dropped call counts as a cock die.
Exactly. And it was definitely the tens die that was cocked, not the ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Worthington somehow goes to clear his eye of some dirt and sticks his thumb in it.
From here.
There we go. Okay. So, yeah, spot hidden. Dr. Worthington failed badly.
That was a success.
Okay. So, as you're walking along the beach, again, you know, you're a secluded spot, very secluded. You don't see anyone else around. Mm-hmm. You do, however, notice what look like some seals.
Wonderful.
Out okay. in the surf.
I'm gonna turn around and just sort of point somewhere behind Tom and say, take a look over there. And if does he turn around?
Fast talk.
Okay. Fast talk.
Just turn your back to us and just don't worry. Just yeah, look that way.
I didn't do a fast talk, but I'd succeed on a persuade.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be a fast talk. That's you're not trying to persuade him to turn around, you're trying to give him that what was that, right?
No, more sort of you see that over there, that's where I think the fishermen are, you know.
Oh, okay.
Tim to focus it. I'm not sort of saying, yeah.
Not, okay. Nope. In that case, he is looking where you're pointing and saying, really?
Then as soon as
why
he sort
they
of
be coming all the way up here? That seems
looks
odd.
Over there, I'm going to punch him and basically try to knock him out.
Okay.
And roll for the attack.
Yep.
Yep, success.
This okay. can only be good.
Roll damage.
Damage. D6 and D3. This is where my D6 damage bonus comes into play. 4 points.
Okay.
And as I do that, I'm basically going to be shouting towards the sea, "We've got him! Come and get him!" And okay. gesturing to Mr. Harrow and Dr. Worthington to help me subdue Tom.
Okay. Now, you were trying to knock him out, so you only do half damage.
Sure. Yeah.
And he makes a con by two roll, even. So he is absolutely not knocked out. He grabs his head where you hit him, turns... What was that for?
And if he's not going to attack me back or try and defend, I'm going to punch him again.
There was a bee!
I'm going to try and grapple him, even, and...
Okay, well, hang on. We will go into... we will go into dex order here. So... who do we got? We got... So, Dr. Worthington, you're up, actually.
All right. The doctor will, I guess, also try and knock him out.
Okay. You're not going to be able to. He's now that you have no
you have no
surprise on him. You have no, you know.
Okay, so that's like a
no sudden
special action or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
down to a few hit points, and we'll.
If you're just in a stand-up fight with him, you know, unless you do enough damage to him, you're not just gonna, you know,
knock him out.
Hold
straight
still,
away.
Let me hit you in the back of the head.
let me hit the off button. Yeah. Hold on. All right, then the doctor will.
You can grapple him. You can punch him. You can club him with something.
Yeah, he's just gonna fist him.
Okay.
50% fist. No, that's a fail.
Okay.
Wide swing.
Okay.
Not a botch, but just a fail.
Having been punched in the back of the head by Major Barker and not really knowing what was going on until Dr. Worthington took a swing at him, he is now not terribly thrilled. So he will swing at Dr. Worthington and miss Major Barker.
Okay. Is Harrow doing anything?
He's just standing back watching.
God, useless. I do another. I'm going to basically try and punch him in the face, but this time I want to do damage. So, oh yes, perfect. That's a success. Nice. That is another 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage. Let's see. He is staggered. To be sure, but not knocked out. Spot hidden rolls at half for both of you.
To go 25. Yes, success. 25.
Half rounded up or down? doesn't matter. 38, that's a fail.
If it really makes a difference.
Well, it didn't.
Major Barker.
Mm-hmm.
There are 5 deep ones emerging from the surf.
Wonderful.
Dr. Worthington.
Dr. Worthington will pull out his revolver from his medicine bag and then point it at Jenkins and say, "Now look here, Jenkins. You just...
What's going...
Chill.
What's going...
We've got some people that want to talk to you. You just don't move."
He looks at... He sees the deep ones coming up behind you. And he, however, looks like he made a sand roll. his eyes go wide. What's? Oh my God! What are those? What's going on? What, have you gone mad?
This is your next interview, Jenkins.
he's looking wildly between the two of you and the deep ones coming up the beach.
I'm going to try and punch him again if he's continuing to talk.
Okay.
Yes. Damage. 3 plus. I rounded down.
It seems like for Cthulhu, they mostly use rounding up.
Yeah. So 5.
He falls to the sand. Collapses.
Okay. I'm just gonna now stand back and let the deep ones come and
have their way with him.
Take his body.
Okay.
This is the man. This is Tom Jenkins. He killed Gabriel Ward.
They look at you. You recognize one of them that's slightly larger than the others as being the one that you spoke to previously. And they just kind of look at you and they walk past you and they surround him. They look down at his body for a moment. And then the big one reaches down with one of his big, huge hands, claws, wraps it around Jenkins's head. You can see it, his hand tense, and then Jenkins's head just pops like an overripe grape.
Oh.
So okay. First you can both make sand rolls for seeing that.
Yeah. Success.
That's
I never really like
fail.
I think that's going to be like a 1 point for succeeding and maybe a D3 for failing.
Okay, D3 is going to be... 1. Sweet. Okay. I don't go insane, because though strong of body, the doctor is not so strong of mind and will.
And then... You may actually both make a second sand roll.
Okay.
For putting an innocent reporter to death.
Success.
Oh, I succeeded as well.
And I apologize. I need to look this up here. Where is it? There it is. Okay. Sorry. Success, fail. What was that?
Both succeed.
Oh, 0 points. That's not enough.
Loser.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Who wrote this? Who wrote this rulebook? Jesus. As his head, the top of his head kind of pops like a grape, and you see what looks like nothing so much as a giant wasp.
What?
Only with far too many legs and pointy protuberances and big eyes emerge from the top of his head. And its wings unfurl, and you can hear this loud buzzing noise as
it. Can I shoot it?
It looks kind of shaky, though. It doesn't look like it's quite
ready.
Flying straight.
Doesn't look kill fully
it.
Cooked.
And it's
kill it.
It flies up and starts to fly away.
Shoot it! I want to shoot it
now. Well, now you said it was like unfurling its.
I mean, that, wings it and everything. It happens really quick.
Though. I was about to say, since I already have my gun out, I would think maybe I could get a shot off at it.
You can get a shot off at it, as it's...
Right.
You can both get one shot off at it, if you...
Are we far enough away from town that... Will they hear gunshots where we are? I really don't want to have to explain this.
You would guess that over the sound of the surf and being a half hour's walk north of town in this deserted area of the beach that, you know, unless you're incredibly unlucky and there's someone like right over that sand dune right there, no one's going to hear it.
Okay.
And second, even if someone did, this is Whitby. No one cares.
That's true.
Oh, I actually succeed.
I roll 99.
The major's got jams.
I got
you succeed.
In 18. Well, actually, I guess my revolver's my 38 skill is very high. So
okay.
All right.
Well, you D10? would have a bonus for being, you know, somewhat close to it, but you would have a negative for being because it is, you know, it's like the size of a soccer ball.
Okay.
So we'll call that a hit. So go ahead and throw some damage.
Now, also, since I would be close range, would that be more damage? Would that be the double damage range?
Sure.
All right.
Probably means it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That would be 2 fives, so 10 damage.
Yep. Your bullet strikes it, and it explodes in a cloud of goo that falls back over the lifeless body of Tom Jenkins.
You killed it.
Yep.
I say, what the devil was that, Andy?
I'm going to turn to look at the creatures. do you know what that was?
The deep ones start to shamble back towards the surf. The large one stops. It kind of stops in front of you and eyes you for a moment. Shan, threat to deep ones.
Shan.
Threat to land walkers.
That was one of the notes that he had in that recipe. It said, cast out Shan.
Threat so that, to all.
That thing was living inside his head?
Living. Controlling.
Oh, dear. Okay. Before you go back, good sir, could you possibly do us one more favor? Given that we... Gabriel Ward's murderer. Could you dispose of his body for us?
Yes, that would be very helpful.
Find Shan.
Yes. We will work against these things.
He picks up, he grabs Jenkins' body by an ankle.
Call us again.
And he starts walking back. He starts walking into the surf, dragging Jenkins' body with him.
Okay.
Well, Major, I dust off the hands. That worked better than I hoped.
Yes. Well, dinner?
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
We can get the bus to Oakthorpe tomorrow morning.
Yes, indeed. That was my plan all along.
Okay.
Very well. So we would take Mr. Harrow, I'm guessing go back, find a good restaurant around town, have a nice meal for dinner. outside of the hotel.
Feeling pretty good. Yeah.
And then
try and fix my gun, but okay.
Okay, so you guys are going to, you know, have dinner, and your plan is to catch the bus to Ugthorpe and join the others in the morning.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. In that case, we will cut back to the others, who spend the evening, you know, trying to make your way through the library and kind of pick it up a little bit and try to, you know, figure out what's going on in here. The night passes. Morning dawns. You are given you are given rooms for the night, unless you're going to do anything unfortunate. The night passes uneventfully. Your beds are very it's very peaceful. It's very quiet out here, and you wake to the sound of or to the smell of a very lovely breakfast: eggs and sausages.
Mm.
As you come down, you come back downstairs, back into the dining area, and the, you know, just like it was laid out for tea last night, the, you know, the table is set for breakfast. It's a very lovely setting. There's piles of food for everyone. It looks very nice.
Nice.
Henrietta will enjoy a fine breakfast. All that time in the library was a little, you know. Seemed like a lot of work.
Well, Mr. Gray, we appreciate it. Thank you for your kindness and hospitality.
Oh, my pleasure, sir. My pleasure. It's always nice to have visitors such as yourselves who are interested in studying the same kind of things that I am. Have you made any progress with the library? I know it's a bit of a mess.
Yeah, it will take us some more time in order to get something out of it, but we're working on it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well,
I assume you still don't have any recommendations on things that might be more or less interesting, places where things might be tucked away.
Oh, not off the top of my head, I'm afraid not, but...
Okay. So we'll just soldier on then.
So breakfast passes, and you guys return to the light. You guys return to your library work, I assume?
Yep. As we were returning back, I go, I wonder how the other guys are going.
go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I might take a short walk around the neighborhood before I go into the library. Just sort of go, I don't know, a quarter mile up and down the road and just sort of get a better sense of where we are and what the neighbors' places look like and that kind of thing, and then come back.
Okay. Most of the homes are like this one. You know, they're fairly old, well kept, neat, you know, upper middle class kind of, if you will.
Okay.
You know, definitely rural kind of calm.
The rural rich.
Yep.
And is there anybody out and about, or is it pretty dead?
Yeah, there's a few people coming and going, but it's certainly not a bustling metropolis by any stretch of anyone's imagination.
All right, well, that's good. That'll make it easy to look for people who might be out of place.
Yep.
Okay.
So as you enter the library, you find that the library has been completely redone. Every single book is back in the shelves. All the papers are up. The place has been completely dusted. It is absolutely spick and span.
Whoa.
There is a table with... how many are there of you? Three? With three chairs set around it. On the table, there is a book which is open, and it has one of those book ribbon things on the open page. And there is a map underneath the book.
Wow, you two have been busy this morning while I was walking about. Holy, hey, it's amazing.
It wasn't us.
Wasn't you?
You saw it yesterday, Henrietta.
I know.
Something weird is happening here.
You mean this is just how it was when you guys got here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, must be like the rest of the house then, because there's no way that man or his one servant could keep this house up the way it is.
How did he know how many of us were coming to have the right number of cups for tea out.
I mean, it seems unlikely he always has tea set for four.
He's a witch. are any of the three of you, are any of your characters actually English?
Yes, Brown, Henrietta is English.
Okay. Henrietta can make an idea roll.
All right. Let's touch and go. Henrietta cannot make an idea roll.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay. Did you say there was a map on the table?
Yeah.
I said there was a book and a map.
I'll look at the map.
A book that is open and marked in a, you know, with a certain passage marked, and there is a map.
I'm going to take a look at the book.
What is the map?
Well, with the...
I want to look at the book. I want to look at the map. Yeah. I want to look at the book. I want to look at the map.
I want to look at everything. I'll go with the professor. Look, professor.
What makes your eyes melt the most?
So we take a look at it.
Okay. The map, as you look at the map appears to be of the local area. You can see on it, you know, the town of Oakthorpe. There's also the town of Scarborough and the town of Guisborough are all, you know, they're on the map. Somewhere kind of off, and you can see there's a road that connects, if you will, Scarborough, Oakthorpe, and Guisborough. Oh, sorry. There's also a bus schedule on the table, too. I apologize.
Oh, wow. Now that's something interesting.
And the bus schedule shows these places. On the map, there's a spot on the map marked, which is labeled Flask Inn, and it's also on the bus schedule. And near the Flask Inn, kind of off... You know, in the moor a little ways, is what appears to be, is kind of circled on the map. You know, someone has actually drawn on the map and circled this. What looks like a small hillock or something called Lilla Howe.
Okay. And the book?
The book, as you look at it, the passage is about ancient sites where Azathoth, whose name you've already heard, of course, was worshipped, and it specifically mentions Lilla Howe how do you pronounce that, Jonathan?
Name of a place?
Yes. I just put it in the chat.
I honestly have no idea.
Okay. Lilla Howe, I'm just going to call it that. Is specifically mentioned as being a ancient site of the worship of Azathoth.
Interesting.
Somebody wants us to go there.
Can I? I'm just going to have a quick look around and actually look at the bookshelves and see if any of the bookshelves themselves move, or, you know, like, are there any passages into this room?
I'll come back to that in just a second.
Okay.
Because as you pick this up and you're looking at the book and stuff, you notice that actually underneath all this there are two more sheets of paper.
Oh dear.
That are both handwritten.
Oh, okay. We'll have a look at those first.
Okay. Professor Cromworth, you can make a sand roll.
Woohoo! Okay.
Life is good. Sand's
not very good.
What is happening, Professor? You look 96. A little bit pale. Yeah.
Okay, you may have a maximum sand loss of 3.
Okay. Cool. 36.
However, the pages are it's just, you know, one page. So there's two pages, one for each of these. Very detailed, very precise instructions, and you have just learned how to cast both Healing and Vorish Sign.
Okay, so Healing, and what was it, the other one?
Vorish Sign.
Okay.
Nice.
Interesting. Henrietta, take a read of these.
Oh, what is it?
Actually, Henrietta, what? Can you make a spot hidden roll?
Sure. I mean, no.
Okay. Yeah, you don't. You can't, you know, find anything strange or weird or whatever about the bookshelves or anything like that.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess I'll wander back and take a look at the piece of paper that the professor is handing me.
Okay. You can make a sand roll.
All right. Nope. I'm not going to make anything today.
D3.
Two.
And you have just learned the spells Healing and Vorishline as well.
Very exciting. All right.
Well, give it to me.
well, this is very interesting.
We'll just pass it around.
Yes. Let's share the sanity loss.
Sanro, Mr. Krieg.
Let's see.
That's a pass?
Sure, fine.
That's zero then.
Nice. How are we spelling Vorish sign?
V-O-O-R-I-S-H. Okay. Second word, sign. S-I-G-N.
Do we understand what it actually...
Yep.
Is?
Yep.
What it does? Make
visible the invisible.
Yep.
Exactly.
Ah, that's that one. Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
And what about the other piece of paper you mentioned? There were two, right? Or
right. One for the Vorish sign and one has Vorish sign and one has
Okay.
Healing.
Well, that's... It's very interesting, and I guess we gotta have a better talk with Mr. Gray.
Well, Mr. Gray, Mr. Gray,
honest talk.
Mr. Gray comes in, and he looks at the, you know, he kind of totters over to the table and looks at the book, and he picks it up and looks at it. And goes, yes, I remember. I got this book from the professor. Durham, yes. What was his name? Graham, Professor Benjamin Graham. Yes, he gave me this book.
He's on our list.
Is he's one of the ones who did, or?
No, he's one of the ones who might know more than he thinks he knows, or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we need to investigate this place, Lilithau.
And this library.
What do you want to do? So, when's the next bus out?
The bus that will take you to Flaskian, you can catch it in Ugthorpe. You can catch it at Ugthorpe, the same place you got off when you came here from Whitby, at 2 p.m., and it will have you at the Flask Inn at 3 p.m.
So, and when did the bus? When does the bus arrive in Ugthorpe from wherever we were before this?
Whitby.
Thank you.
Around 12:30.
Okay.
12:30, something like that.
Excellent. Just in case those others decide to come out and join us today.
Off game. Do we know this, the search for it, Sam Miller? Do you know who he is?
Nope.
No, not so far. Okay, I'm going to ask Mr. Gray. Mr. Gray, have you by any chance heard of Mr. Miller? Sam Miller?
Sam, no, the name's not familiar, but I'm you know, getting on. I don't remember everything.
Okay.
It is in order to speed things up just a little tiny bit, we're gonna say that, you know, the reading and all this discovery has taken a fair bit of the morning, so there's a knock at the door.
Yep.
Excellent.
And Mr. Gray goes out to hobbles his way over to open the door, and he finds there Major Barker and Dr. Worthington.
Ah, good day. Mr. Gray, I presume?
Are you the major and
yes, Major Barclay.
Yes. Your friends said that you were coming. They're in the library. Come this way.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes. Well,
wonderful. Thank you. Very nice to meet you. And see that you're still alive.
He escorts you into the library where the others are.
Ah, were you guys successful?
Good morning.
Morning. We look very, very happy.
Yes. let's see. I'll look at the professor and say, does Mr. Gray know what we have been doing? Is he still in the room?
Yes, he does.
Ah. Well,
he's not still in the room. He's kind of just leaving you guys to do your own thing.
Jenkins is dead.
Well,
he had something inside his head.
Huh? Some wasp, a wasp-like creature.
The sea creature. Ones. Is that what we know what they are? Do we? Okay. They said he was a it was a Shan.
Shan. Can I roll Cthulhu Mythos?
Mythos? Yeah.
We have heard that name before.
Nope.
It's on. Jane. Exactly on.
I do not roll Mythos.
Professor Cromworth apparently has heard of the Shan. Professor Cromworth, you recognize the Shan as referring... you have heard reference to them as some kind of interstellar alien that is that many thousands of years ago became trapped on Earth.
Okay.
And were worshipped by certain various ancient cults and so forth.
That's interesting to share. There are aliens who were trapped on Earth many, 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 many years ago and were worshipped by ancient cults.
I'm sorry.
So you actually saw one of these?
Yes.
I'll describe it as much as I can. It was some kind of, like saying it was a big wasp, were you?
Interesting.
So they could be anyone. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, apparently it was controlling the journalists.
Didn't we have something cast out, Sean?
Well, yeah, that's what it said on the recipe, which along with a lot of the others. It said cashed out, Shan.
That was one of the things that Elliot Elder was considering.
Right, and then there was contact deep one, no, and then call for spirit of the air.
Was that what Jenkins was using?
Yes, Jenkins was using a spirit of the air.
Yeah.
I believe we confirmed that. Or you confirmed that with the deep ones.
We came back down here after... starting to investigate this library, and we found this book, these papers, and this map.
What does
and
the book have?
Bus timetable.
Take a look at the papers.
You can make a sand roll.
Yeah, I'll take a look at all the info, too.
That's a D3 for failing.
Oh, that's a 96.
You join the group.
That's the full boat three for botching.
So,
but you both learn those two spells as well, Vorsign and Healer.
Okay.
What is the book? We haven't described that yet, have we?
Only the passage that was marked.
Which was the one about Azathoth being worshipped at the something-something?
Yep, at Little How.
I will...
which you have a map to, strangely.
Look and see if it has anything on Shan, if there's an index or a table of contents, or if I can scan through it or something. I don't know what kind of book this is, but it seems magical, so maybe I'll just open up to the page on Shan now.
You can make a... Well, the book appears to be just a list of ancient Celtic sites.
Okay.
And it talks about various gods... various Celtic gods and other names that you don't recognize. The name Azathoth shows up variously throughout it.
What's the time?
Dr. Worthington?
Yes, sir.
Are you British or American?
British.
Okay. Why don't you and Major Barker make an idea roll
As they, 02.
Now we know about the leprechauns.
68, but that's still a success for me as well.
As the apparent magic of the house is described to you, you realize that the house is called Hobley House.
Mm-hmm.
And you are both familiar with the legends of the Hob, which is a small creature that attaches itself to a person and, you know, kind of acts as a servant. If you've seen or read any Harry Potter, the house.
The house, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The house.
So these are benevolent creatures and.
Oh, like the ugly small one.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any legends like spoilers. Leave out a saucer of
cream,
milk or something?
Yep. A brownie for them or something. Yeah.
A saucer of cream. You got it.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Well,
Let's make sure to do that. I'll explain this to the others. And
Oh, we'll definitely make sure to want to do that. If they've been really useful, and I think we need to go to this place.
So this Hob has been laying out these things for us
this morning.
So mm-hmm. I think he knows more than.
Okay. So maybe if we leave out the cream and. Maybe he'll bring us something on the Shan, too.
Yes. Maybe if we write a little note saying interested in.
Because we should still have an hour before we have to catch the bus. I don't know if we have to go out of the library and give him some privacy.
I mean, do we need to leave? I feel pretty comfortable here. Huh. And Mrs. Gray is of great help. This could be our next headquarters for a while.
Well,
the German invasion has begun.
Yes. So, obviously, we should go to this Lila Howe place and see what's going on there.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's what we're going to do this afternoon when it's time to get the bus there. Then. Well, depending on what we find there, we still need to track down this professor in Durham.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe
Sam Miller, whoever Sam Miller is.
Well, the question is whether he's, you know, an ally or an enemy.
We found the scroll of or the text for summoning an air spirit in Jenkins' place.
Don't read that out loud.
Is it like
these similarly? Other...
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, did it
we
sort
didn't
of...
learn how to cast that, did we?
Oh yeah, it was said true magic call for spirit, the book of devil's lore. Yeah, true magic call for spirit of the air, book of devil's lore. I think there was loose pages.
So yeah.
that you got
the
out
two,
of it.
The two sheets. Oops. Okay. The two sheets, Healing and Boris signed. They had been written down in such a way that kind of any old idiot could pick it up. Is that what?
Yep, it was very very clear, very precise. You know, you just look at it, you read through it once, and it just makes immediate sense.
The other one is maybe sort of incomplete. Just
not so easy. Yes,
it would require intentional study.
Why don't we leave that one out on the desk when we?
Well, if we are going up against these Shan, then this cast out Shan would be very useful to have, wouldn't it? If that, it was living inside his skull.
Yeah, and then whatever this banishment of Ida Itad is.
Too long, too.
What many people?
Is that too many? So maybe that's some kind of.
It's too long, too many people is what that one was.
Well, it would. It would certainly be useful to have these in our armory, as it were. Did we ever make any more of the dust, the baneful dust?
I need to. I researched how to get all the chemicals and how to make it, and I believe Jim said that I needed a proper facility, like a chemistry kind of lab. But I could. I do have the ability to recreate it now.
Okay. We don't have the
ingredients.
Okay.
Yeah.
but you have the knowledge.
Right. Well, this Vorish sign may be useful if we come up against the invisible things again, but we'd certainly, if we're going to come up against...
Well, and it will help us to cast these other things as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
So can we assume that these guys were, these gentlemen were after the sham, after all? So the pictures of people in high society we saw, that we were able to gather, that they were researching, probably are more like Jenkins.
Yes. If it would make sense if these creatures can control people, that they would try and control well-connected.
Why do you think... So assuming the Shan, the Wasp, was controlling Jenkins, why was it forcing him to kill the specific people that it was... And well, what did those people have against the Shan?
Weren't they associates of Elliot Elder? So,
yeah, and they were investigators of paranormal stuff, so I'm sure if they noticed what was going on, they were like, oh, well, these people gotta die.
They had Ward? Obviously come across some...
So maybe they took possession of Jenkins to deal with the problem.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Poor Jenkins.
If the Shan also worship Azathoth, then they might be connected with this place that we're going to go to later on.
It's all very confusing.
You know, what I'm afraid is that we don't know the face of our enemy. They could be anyone. They could be you, Mayor.
Well, I think when we spoke to the Deep Ones about it, it seemed like they said to find more of the Shan and destroy them, because it seems like they're their own sentient being. It's not like they're doing someone's bidding, like the Servant of the Air was.
No, these Shan seem to be like species, you know, like we humans are, and
intelligent,
smart and cunning.
Parasites,
yes.
Aren't they? Well, we need to learn as much as we can, so...
Mm-hmm.
If this library is as well stocked as you say it is, and looking around it does seem to be, we should try and find out as much as we can about the way that they work.
Exactly.
But we also need to investigate this.
Yes.
Clearly it's important. So
we have two leads right now. We need to find out who this Sam Miller is, and then go to this other place.
Professor Graham.
You know, Professor Graham and Dorian.
Professor Graham, yes.
Yeah, and then we also actually still have that Shortstown place.
Cardington, yes, yeah.
And Cardington that we could visit as well. We had the picture of the house with a house number. So maybe something important happened there, because it seems like all the pictures that Elder had definitely referenced things like all the beach pictures with... you know, the Deep Ones coming to and from the sea. So,
the Deep Ones, yeah, they are just, they seem like they want to just be left alone. They certainly fear the Shan. Well,
right, they said the Shan were a danger to them and to us.
They can't really operate up here, can they?
No.
Okay, I think we need to let's head out to this site. It's
old excellent
circle or something.
A pick Flaskin and Lillehow. We'll have a picnic at Lillehow.
Sure. Okay.
Should we ask Mr. Gray to come with us? But he probably won't. He's quite elderly.
Yeah.
No, I think we leave him here.
Do the legends we know about the hob, do they imply that it can protect people against?
There's nothing specific about that.
I'm just hope that given we managed to kill Jenkins, that he tried to kill us, we've dealt with him. I think that's kind of the most immediate threat to us gone. But we're going to.
It seems in the future it might be nice if we can figure out this cast out Shan to not kill the person.
But, yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm thinking. That banishment of Ida Itad.
One of us,
maybe that's
if
a
one
spell.
Of us gets infected somehow, it wouldn't be good to have to kill.
Yeah.
Them. Maybe if we can find out some way to protect ourselves, or what would be really good is to some kind of way of just telling whether someone is infected before we go.
Mm-hmm. Other than pinching their head until it explodes like a grape.
Right.
Yeah, that was disturbing. Okay,
should we?
Let's catch this bus. I'm sure it's almost time.
Yes, the afternoon is moving on as you're discussing all this and reviewing all the information you have. And yes, you need to get moving if you're going to catch the bus.
We'll head off and catch the bus.
Reload my revolver.
I'm going to take my shotgun.
Not a bad idea.
I as well. Actually, it was interesting. I was reading more about the revolvers, and says, oh yeah, revolvers, they just have a chance to go off if they're fully loaded. So if you don't want that to happen, just use 5 bullets. It's like, great.
And those things, awesome. I only ever loaded 5.
Okay, so...
Are we back to normal here?
Yeah. We head off, catch the bus to the Flask Inn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
How far away is it? Is it sort of a substantial journey?
An hour.
It's an hour by bus.
Okay. Is there one that comes back later on, or are we going to have to stay the night at this inn?
Looking at the bus schedule, which will be in Dropbox in a moment, you'll be there overnight.
Okay. That's fine. We can get rooms at the inn. Okay. I think we should feel good, guys. You know, we're now wizards. What could possibly go wrong?
Life is good now. Indeed. Absolutely.
Okay, so you guys go to catch the bus. Shit. Is that the plan?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Mr. Gray wishes you luck and sends you on your way. You see the bus. Can you catch the bus? After an hour's bus ride through the road through the moor, the bus driver drops you off in front of the Flask Inn, which you can see is an old 16th century coaching inn.
I just like the comment at the bottom of the bus schedule. I should ensure they are stranded at the inn until the following day. Ah, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they left that in the actual that was kind of strange. But okay, you know, whatever you guys want, that's fine. Sure, okay. You know.
Okay. I'm sure nothing will go wrong.
Awesome.
check in, I guess, and get some rooms.
Okay.
Maybe a walking map.
What I would suggest, I'm gonna be paranoid and tell everyone before we go in, is that if this is some kind of cult, and maybe we shouldn't advertise too heavily what we're here to do before we can fully trust people. We just, you know, we're going off to investigate the Standing Stones and.
We're just tourists. In fact, we have some friends from overseas that we're
taking a trip
around
through the North York Moors. Yep. We have no particular interest in occult ceremonies and stones. And
you know, I was just about to tell the innkeeper that I was looking for Azathoth, and did he know where he was?
Do you know where the local Azathoth cult is?
The innkeeper tells you he has 4 rooms available. He apologizes, but 2 of his rooms are booked. They're already taken.
The doctor is echoing.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, there's a major.
Skype is giving
us
stats.
Max?
There we go.
Oh, that's better.
Yep. So you have four rooms. The landlord, you know, tells the landlord mentions in passing that, you know, his two other rooms are booked.
Interesting.
He says, "Enjoy your time in the moors."
Thank you, sir.
If he'd be able to,
you gents can double up.
Picnic for us.
Yeah, he'll put you together. He'll put together a hamper for you.
Very nice.
Okay.
Once we sort of are somewhere where we can talk in private amongst ourselves, what are we actually looking for? Should we just wander up to this site and take a look around?
Yeah, I guess.
We don't know, and maybe we can cast the... Well, maybe we can do the sign and see the invisible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have the innkeeper have a walking map for the area? Or?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
He does indicate, you know, if you mention in passing that you're, you know, that you there specifically to see Lilahel, he does kind of indicate that there's a path you can take that's right behind the inn.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, gentlemen, ladies.
Is there anything else of interest around here other than Lilahow?
Well, people come up here to do, you know, to go hunting and just take in the beauty of the moor.
Oh, and is there any other building or anything near the Flask Inn, or is it just this inn in the middle of nowhere?
Just an inn in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. Excellent.
Right, we have our picnic. We have our... Is it a nice day outside?
It is at the moment.
Okay. Mr. Bates, I presume.
Right. Okay.
Well, let's go for a walk.
Absolutely.
We all record 1 point of Sam.
Okay, so you kind of follow the innkeeper's directions. You're able to find, you know, the path behind the inn without too much difficulty. You can see off in the distance, you know, across the moor, a mound, and you know, you kind of get the idea that that's where the path is taking. It's about a 2 mile walk, and it's mostly open moorland. It's very desolate, very barren. You know, as was asked, and we said the only thing around here is the inn itself, and this mound. As you approach it, the mound is quite huge. It is surrounded by a ring of hawthorn trees, which you notice are, you know, not growing straight. Apparently, it gets, you know, you would guess it gets very, very windy here at times. Make idea rolls.
Success.
Ooh, 09.
98.
Well, those of you who pass get the idea that, you know, pretty clearly this mound is artificial. You know, it's just too perfect in its symmetry and its smooth slopes. That this somebody built this. This is not a natural hillock in the moor.
Like a burial mound or something.
Anybody who wants to can make an anthropology or an archaeology roll.
Well, what's the base? 0-1.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man,
seven.
I rolled an odd 5.
Ooh.
Oh, so close.
Only you knew anything.
I succeeded on archaeology.
The good professor is fairly certain that, yes, this is a burial mound, an ancient Celtic burial mound.
Okay.
As you get closer to the mound itself, the path becomes a little tough, a little harder going. Because it's starting to be, the closer you get, the more overgrown it is. You know, there's not a whole lot of tourists that come out here, apparently.
Okay.
But eventually, the path takes you.
Can we climb up to the top?
The path takes you through the trees all the way to the top of the mound, and it is a spectacular view. You know, you can see the moorland surrounding you. It is completely barren in every direction, except for back towards. You can see the Flask Inn standing off by itself. As you look towards the north, you can see what look like rain clouds on the horizon.
Okay.
Let's get an idea rolls.
Is the trees are taller than the mound, or vice versa?
Vice versa.
Idea rolls.
Mound is taller than the trees. Yep. Okay.
That's a fail. For the
zero nine.
Okay.
Pass.
IT success.
Yeah. You can. You know. Obviously, you don't know. You know. So you saw references to, you know, worship to, you know, ancient Celtic worship at this mound and so forth. But it's pretty obvious being up here that it's so exposed that no one could ever do anything up here without being seen.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's a whole lot of people around to see it, but, you know, you're completely exposed here.
Unless they were invisible.
right at the summit of the mound, there is a stone cross, and you can make an archaeology or history roll.
History. Oh, I succeed on history. Yes.
I succeed.
Fail for the doctor.
History.
This stone cross is very old, probably at least 600 or 700 years old.
Okay, but not as old as the mound itself. No. Is that the
correct?
The mound is okay. Is much older. The so this is a later edition. Is there anything written on the cross?
Nope.
Well, this isn't very interesting.
At least we can see. I'm gonna do the Vorish sign.
Okay.
You're standing at the top. I was gonna do that as well.
Okay. You may both cast Vorish sign. I just put it in the chat, didn't I?
Yep.
Yes.
One magic point. One magic sanity point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you make, you know, some weird hand gestures, and you're absolutely certain that, you know, that you did it exactly as was written, but nothing happened, other than you feel, you know, slightly weak,
okay,
having lost a magic
point. So we can see all around up here.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else that we can see?
Nope.
So are hawthorn trees sort of bushes? Sorry, I'm still a little bothered by this here. Are they sort of like scrub oak kind of things? Or are we way up there?
I don't get what we're supposed to... What's so interesting about this mound?
I don't know, but it's about to rain. We should probably head back to the inn.
I'm going to stick around the ground to see if there's maybe an entrance or something.
I was going to say, if we've only approached it from one side, we should maybe at least look all around. Should we go down on the other side and then see if there's anything?
Okay. Hawthorn trees.
Yeah, I just found a really nice windswept one. All right, so there, yeah.
Yeah, I think the professor and I both had similar ideas. We're going to see if there's anything, you know, like an entrance or a... Because if we've only seen one side of it, we want to see what's on the other side.
Okay, so you're kind of walking around, so not back down the path, but around the other sides of it?
Yeah.
Around the perimeter, just kind of do a perimeter sweep of it.
Okay. Spot hidden roll.
Okay.
Everyone?
Sure. You're all kind of...
Success.
As you come down, you know, one of the sides, you see in the trees a standing stone. It is vaguely conical in shape, covered with lichen, and it appears very worn. You can all make archaeology rolls.
No, not with 0-1.
36 success.
This stone is very old. It is older by many, many centuries than the cross at the top of the mound.
Here we go. This is what we're interested in.
Closer to the age of the mound itself. So
another spot hidden roll.
Yep.
Hey, I made a roll today.
Easy success.
Miss Brown, looking at the standing mound, or at the standing stone, finds a small carving on it. But it's very weathered. It doesn't obviously look like anything unless you would like to make a natural history roll.
Yes, 10.
And that's a fail for the doctor again. Keeping it going.
10 out of 10.
I failed my natural history roll.
Okay. Miss Brown, however, the carving is very, very weathered. You can't, you know, it doesn't really obviously look like anything, but if you had to guess, it looks like maybe some kind of insect, like a wasp, perhaps.
Does it look like anything we may have just seen emerging from someone's skull on a beach?
You can't quite tell.
Well, that's a bit worrying. Okay. Is there anything else written on it? Is there any...
No.
How big is this standing stone?
It's about a meter and a half.
Is it covered... If you were on the outside, would the trees be covering it?
Yes. It's kind of covered by, you know, it's kind of partially covered by scrub under the under the trees.
And
would you all make spot hidden rolls again?
Fail.
13 success.
Now, Jim, did the lichen success. Look like it had been moved in a while?
No. Sorry, Professor
and yes, Mr. Krieg.
And Mr. Krieg. As you're looking around, you see, you can kind of see on either side, you know, not right next to it, but, you know, off to the sides, more standing stones. You can, by their position and what you're seeing, you kind of get the idea that probably the entire mound is surrounded by these things.
Okay, one by one, I'll have a look over each one to see whether they've got any more symbols.
Is there a better
symbol? What if...
It seems like a focusing point.
And this is a crazy idea, okay? I'm going to provide to the group. What if that mound is not a burial site, but a spaceship?
What?
You know, that wouldn't even be the craziest idea I've heard in the past.
No, the same.
What's a spaceship?
Haven't you read stories like those big rockets they use
to travel through the stars?
As you all consider Mr. Krieg's crazy statement, you could all make archaeology rolls.
Isn't it good there's somebody here with...
Do not get a 0-1.
16, success.
Professor Cromworth, as you're thinking about what Mr. Krieg said, with spaceship, who knows. However, you are aware that these standing stones that go all the way around this mound in their conical shape would be unique in your experience. That no other barrow you have seen or heard of, or stone circle that you have heard of anywhere in the Isles is like this.
Interesting. This is incredibly unique.
And do each of these stones have some sort of, like, or each has a wasp carving?
If you investigate them, yes.
Yep.
You can find a similar carving on all of them.
Hmm. Are they all equally weathered?
And they are all very weathered, yes.
Are they on a particular side? Are they facing in towards the mound or out of the mound? Or it's not specified.
It's not specified. So we'll say it's on the outside.
Okay.
And as you're standing around discussing this and noting the carvings and wondering, maybe this is a spaceship, would you all make spot hidden rolls again?
Success. 94. No.
02.
It's gonna go bad for me soon.
Success with a 20.
Impale.
Everyone who failed, as you're looking around at the stones and standing around discussing this and looking at the stones and the trees, You are absolutely certain that something is not quite the same as it was before. You're not entirely certain what it is, though, but something is different. As if maybe one of the trees is moved? Certainly that couldn't be.
Oh.
Oh, geez.
Those were the ones that failed or the ones that passed?
Those are the ones that passed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I'll lift up my shotgun and go, something's wrong here, guys.
Yeah. Something doesn't look right.
We should get out of this circle. Go. Plus the rain's coming.
Oh, man, you're the tree man again.
Yeah.
And as you say that...
like, of course.
Wonderful.
Something that looks like a suspiciously... a strange woody kind of tentacle thing lashes out and smashes into Professor Cromworth.
Oh dear.
Can I dodge?
Who may take 6 points of damage.
Jeez.
No, you may not dodge because you were surprised. Wraps around him.
Oh dear.
And starts dragging him towards a particular tree, which, as you see all this happen, looks strangely like something you have
can
seen
I
before.
It? I had my shotgun
no!
ready.
Use the powder.
Throw the powder. The powder. Yeah.
And Dr. Worthington can make a sand roll.
Oh, great. Stupid tree, man. That's a fail.
Do I get a sand roll as well for seeing these for the first time?
Yes. That's right. You didn't see the...
Oh, lucky you.
Exactly.
I made it, just.
So I failed, Jim.
Okay, just a moment. There is one sentence. Sorry, I need to look up the sand loss. It's not actually in the scenario. There it is. That's a failure is a D6.
And a success?
Zero.
That's cool. Another three. So I've lost six today, I think?
Yeah. It's been many hours, though, so you're fine.
Okay.
Okay. Can I shoot it? I've got the gun at the ready. Can I shoot it?
Just a moment. We will go dex order. Dr. Worthington. Professor Cromworth is being dragged towards a tree that suddenly opens up a big pointy mouth at the top.
Okay. I will grab a dose of that powder out. And I'll, I guess, go to the tentacle, so between the professor and the tree thing, and I'll try and throw the powder on the tentacle there to make it let go of him.
Okay.
So throw roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a 23. That's a success by two.
Okay. Let's see. First of all, let me look back at my notes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we ever had a damage for the powder. But I think, a whole bowl, yeah, that's the only measurement we had for damage.
Yeah, I think the question is whether you made this batch properly.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's kind of a keening wail from the tree creature. And you can see that, where the powder lands on this tentacle, it looks like it's burning it like an acid.
Yes.
Use a whole bowl of the stuff. Works
it's
great.
A good batch. It's a good batch.
And it lets go of the professor. Major Barker.
Can I throw my...
Nope, sorry, wait a second. It's turn. I apologize.
Great, here comes my tentacle.
Yes, another tentacle lashes out at the good doctor and misses him.
Thank you.
Another tentacle lashes out at Dr. Worthington again, but also misses you. Major Barker, your go, sir.
Dance, I would like to throw my dose of the dust. Okay. Ah, yes! 22!
Okay. Yeah, the powder impacts on it, and, again, there's a wail as if in pain.
Is it melting?
Yes. Professor Cromworth.
Okay, I'm unloading both barrels into it.
Okay.
Okay, so 10. That's 1/5 of my skill. Yep. So what distance am I at? Is it 2d6?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, same mid-range, so 2d6, okay. I do 7 points of damage.
Did you roll both barrels?
Yes. I rolled badly.
Okay, 4d6 for 7? Wow.
Okay.
I rolled a 3 on the first roll and a 4 on the second.
Yeah, you very obviously shot it, but it doesn't really look like it's bothered by your puny attempts. At shooting it, Mr. Craig.
Okay, let's see. I guess I'm going to try to get closer to, you know, the creature that had the professor and throw my flask at the thing.
Okay.
Let's see. Do I get a bonus if I get closer?
Close sure. Enough?
Okay. Yeah, because I got the base. And of course, I got a 70 something. So.
The dust goes white. It's caught in the wind and blows away. Miss Brown.
Well, I know how to handle these things. I'm going to run outside of the circle. And I would like to look and see if I see any other trees which oughtn't to be moving but are.
Spot hidden roll.
One over, fail.
You're busy running and panicked, yep. And you can't really tell.
Okay.
Back to the top.
Greatly running away.
Dr. Worthington.
Now, how do you determine the point blank range? It's
Dex.
Dex? Okay. Meters?
Meters. I don't remember now.
I'm pretty sure it's meters, right?
Yes, meters.
All right, so my point-blank range is pretty freaking awesome. So I'm going to get within point-blank range for a throw.
You already are, so that's not a problem.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, then I'm going to throw another dose of powder at the treant, for lack of a better word. Oh, actually, they told us what they were called, right? The Zyklotons.
That'll make it easier to hit.
Yeah. And 2 under again, a 48, if it's nice. Double your skill for point blank. And then whatever the damage that it does to it.
The powder catches it, you know, square on the trunk and, burns into it, burns a big hole in the side. You know, there's kind of another keening wail, and the thing just collapses into the undergrowth.
I'll go up and kick it.
And stops moving. You kick it.
Chop it into firewood.
Yeah.
Take it
we'll
back to
back.
The inn and put
we'll
it in
be back
the
for you.
Furnace. Yeah.
I think our next move after getting back into a city is going and patenting this powder and getting as many ingredients as we can. This stuff is great.
So, when we went to investigate the church in Shelburgh, or weren't even investigating back then, these creatures attacked us. But there was some kind of curse on the church. Is that were the Shan responsible for that? Is that the connecting thing between? The bees.
The bees carving.
The beehives.
The carvings.
Of course.
Do they? Yeah, if they nest like bees, then maybe they.
Maybe, but look, now also we have carvings.
You didn't eat
on
any of that honey, did you?
I still have some. Day.
As that idea comes to your mind, make an idea roll.
Success.
96.
Success. Ought 3. That's definitely a success.
I succeed 23 success.
If you are willing to make the intellectual leap that the carving on the standing stones that you found was actually a Shan, which you saw coming out of Mr. Jenkins's head. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, based on, you know, similar stone carvings, similar styles, maybe the beehive carvings that you saw on the gravestones.
Oh, the gravestones. Yes, of
That's
course.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could possibly be a representation of the mound.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. So, yeah, maybe those carvings, for some reason, like, draw them to that area or protect them or...
Or maybe it's a sign that they were...
It's a ritual
that they were linked together, that they actually had Shan in them.
Right.
So why would the Shan not want people getting married?
Well, maybe because they want to keep the area, like, less populated.
We don't know what their motives are. If they truly are aliens, then...
Another idea roll?
Success.
Yeah.
95
value.
Yeah.
59. Shelburne is a long ways away.
Yep.
Okay. Wait. Are there more of these things? Are there maybe
separate colonies?
Yeah.
Well, there would definitely be more. I mean, don't forget the stories that I heard that it was a race of creatures that came to Earth and got stuck on Earth.
Right. A long time ago. So they could be
everywhere. A long time ago.
Okay.
They could be anywhere.
Or anyone.
Should we head back to the inn? And
before it rains, yes.
It is starting to drizzle a little bit.
Okay, let's head back to the inn. Where we're going to be stuck for the night.
We have successfully met our encounter.
What if we take one of these... rocks with that.
The 1.5 meter tall rocks?
Yeah, the one with the bee carving.
They all have bee carving.
You mean the
1,000-pound rock stone?
How many are there?
Why don't you carry it back, Mr. Crane?
you take care of that. You can put it in the hamper.
If you had a crane and a small truck, then maybe.
Let's content ourselves with making a sketch of... of what's on it, and
I thought it was smaller.
Even
No, it's a good meter and a half tall.
Oh, so
it's a cone rather than a.
I'll make a rubbing of the wasp image.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we definitely know this is important to these things, but the question is why.
To the hob.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Craig, could it be right? One of the ships that, they came in and it no longer works. It could be here. Could be located here underground somewhere.
Hmm? I thought the idea was they flew through space. Or am I thinking?
We don't know.
Okay.
Well, they got stuck on Earth. That's what the professor said. So they came here and they were not able to leave.
Mm. Kind of how I'm feeling right now. Can we head back to the inn?
Yeah.
We're heading back to the inn. We are heading back to the inn. We're talking as we're walking.
My hair.
Okay. So, yeah, you make your way back to the inn.
I think I need a beer. Mm.
It is, by the time you get back, it is, duskish. The rain is coming, but it is a little darker than it should be because the rain clouds have definitely rolled in and the rain is starting to get quite heavy.
Now, has anybody actually learnt that, they get rid of the Shan?
No, we didn't find it, did we?
Okay.
We just know it exists.
Okay. Could be useful here.
Well, that's what I've been saying, yes.
As you come into the inn, there are a number of people in the lounge, dining.
Where did they all come from?
Good idea.
As you look around and think that, they all look like, locals.
Local to where, though?
Not that there's anything really local to here, but, hunters, that sort of thing.
Okay.
somebody who might have business, you know, they look like, you know, most of the people here look, you know, look pretty rugged, you know, you
outdoor folks.
Yeah.
Hmm. Trampers, whatever we call it.
Except for one young man who looks better dressed than the rest. But, you know, everyone's just kind of chatting and dining and drinking and staying warm.
I'm going to try to patch myself up in the corner of the pub.
Well, you have a
since
room.
I'm slightly interested. Oh, we got a room. Okay, I'll go up to my room and do first aid on myself.
Okay.
We also have a medical doctor with us. So.
Oh, yes. Okay. Could you help me out here, please? Doctor?
The doctor is right back.
Oh, he's back. Sorry. Well, what you missed was me rolling a 98 on my first aid.
I should have done it myself.
Yeah.
Butch. D3. Yep. D3.
How many hit points have you got left, Professor?
One. Just one. Just one.
I'm on 8 now.
Does it hurt when I poke this? Oh, yes, it does.
Maybe we should try out our fancy new spell.
That's what I'm just thinking. I'll go up to my room and I'll take a look at this spell.
Okay.
Where's my book?
I think it's 12 magic points and one sand point, maybe.
12 magic points, one sand point, and you immediately get 2d6 hit points.
Okay. I'll spend the 12 magic points. I've got 14, so that's not a problem. I'm on 2, and the 1 sand point, and 2d6. I get 5 back.
Okay.
I will say to the others, as I see the professor going up to his room, well, are we all in our rooms already, or in the room? We should find out, go back down and talk to the people that was in the inn. Nice.
Absolutely. We need to eat. Yeah.
Have a few drinks. We've had a stressful day.
I'll say. It's very stressful.
And to be honest with you, gentlemen, I'm very suspicious of everyone now. When I see new faces, we don't know if there are Chan that are on top of us. We have destroyed one of them already.
As you say that,
this place on fire.
As you say that, Dr. Worthington, Mr. Krieg, you realize that Major Barker and Dr. Worthington were who knows where for the better part of a day and night.
Oh. That's right. That's right.
Yes, well, you're German, so you don't count. So.
Let's go for a drink. Let's talk to people and find out why are they here. What do we know about this place anyway?
Well, let's see if we can get some of them talking about local legends and things. I'm sure these people would love to tell.
Yeah, some of those hunter types, I'm sure, would be more than happy to tell some stories and entertain a young woman for the evening.
So you're served a good, you know, robust meal of you know, sheep and vegetables and so forth, and some, you know, solid but questionable beer, and yeah, pretty much anyone that you know strike up a conversation with is willing to talk to you. Oh, are you from out of town?
From
the city.
Yes,
from the south. What brings you up here to the Beck?
Well, you know. Here it's a beautiful countryside, and yeah, we
lovely had weather.
Exactly,
yeah. Haunted but beautiful.
Really?
Oh yes, absolutely. It's haunted. Nobody would go there at night. It's,
where? Sorry.
Oh, out on out to the Beck, out on the moor. He waves vaguely in the direction of the mound, the little house.
Oh right. Oh, what? Mm. What goes on out there then?
Oh, just the usual, you know. animals go missing, people go missing. Someone at the next table over chimes up. Yeah, my grandfather went out there once and he came back and said he never went there. There's something wrong with his memory. Ghost must have been.
How fascinating. Wow. Offer to buy them all a drink and tell us their stories. So,
So as you're talking about that, and they're, you know, it kind of proceeds along that those same lines. You know, everybody knows something of, you know, somebody, you know, lost some sheep in the woods around the mound, or, you know, it's haunted, you know, dangerous place, blah, blah, blah. The young man who looks out of place, because he's, you know, better dressed than everyone else here, understood, Gary, you know, kind of comes up to the table and says, oh, this is all foolish talk. This is such, you know, superstition. You should just, you know, forget that stuff, forget those kind of ideas, and, until we can prove it with science, it doesn't exist.
Oh, but it does make for a fine evening's entertainment. What brings you here?
Oh, I'm a student.
Student?
Doing some research.
On what?
Oh, just in the moors.
Student research.
Which university?
Durham University.
Of course.
And what kind of research? What's your field?
Botany.
Oh, okay.
Can I make a psychology roll on that?
You can make a psychology roll on that.
What's special around here about the botany?
Oh,
I see
this is psychology as well. 18.
Yeah, odd 7.
Yeah, he's lying.
Yeah, I got a 0.8. That's an impale.
He's not lying about the university. He's not lying about the student. But he is lying about what he's doing here.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Say, Dr. Chester, your name is, sir?
Brown, Ashton Brown.
Oh, my long-lost brother.
All these ridiculous legends just make it more difficult to study the fascinating plant and animal life out here.
Yes, well, what if there were a scientific explanation for these so-called paranormal events?
Well, then I would love to see it, of course.
But
God, what if it was plant-based?
Implies we must do research. It would be no good to just not ask these questions.
I have a cousin that went to Durham and quite some few years ago, and I believe he studied with a Professor Garth or Grand or something.
Well, not someone I know, but, you know, name doesn't sound familiar.
Trying to remember what department he was in. He was studying some sort of weird science stuff, I think. I never quite understood it. Do you like it there?
Oh, it's a nice enough university.
I've heard it's a very nice town, yes. We'll have to visit once we finish with this part of the world.
Yes, well, absolutely you said. It's a beautiful town, beautiful town. It is getting late, though. If you'll excuse me, I need to turn in.
Kids these days.
And with that, he makes his way upstairs.
Okay.
I'll go up to my room.
Okay.
Let me join you. I'm going to my room as well.
He looks at you sideways. I'm really not looking for any company tonight. Nice meeting you, sir. I think I'll be turning in now. And he goes into a room that you recognize as being not one of yours, and closes the door.
These Germans and their liberal
movies. I just wanted to know which room he was staying in.
Yep.
They don't quite speak English normally.
I will know that, and then go back down.
Okay.
With the rest.
Okay, well.
Well, I'm going to head to bed myself.
I will need to head off soon as well.
Unless there's anything otherwise in particular that you guys wanted to do, the rest of the evening, you know, passes pretty much the same, with the same kind of conversation. You know, everyone's got stories of hauntings in the moor and are more than willing to share them with you, and you know, eventually everyone kind of, you know, heads on their way. And
so that all the hunters and so forth, they just leave in the middle, you know, after whatever 8, 9, 10 at night, they just head off out into the woods.
Apparently, yes.
Okay. And are we able to tell who's staying in the other room that's occupied?
No.
Okay.
Okay, now, when I go to bed, I'm going to put the chair in my room up against the door.
Fair enough.
And check to make sure that the window is definitely closed properly and tight.
Okay.
Sleep with the shotgun.
Yes.
Fair enough. And as everyone snuggles down for a nice, pleasant evening's sleep with the sound of rain drumming outside, I think that will be a good place to call it. Okay.
All right.
Stranded at the end.
Yeah.
Stranded at the end, as stated by the handout.
Nice.
Okay, I will see you guys all next week.
Yep. See everyone Sunday.
Thank you.
I will unfortunately be away next Sunday, but
except the major.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that I might be, you know, driving, so not driving, but you know, I'm gonna be on the road, so I'm not sure if my connection is gonna be good or not.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good week, guys.
All right, guys.
You guys take it easy. Thanks again.
Bye.
Take care.
Later. Bye.